This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture, Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12, on Joy 94.9.
Tass.
Macca.
Who's snuck into the studio?
Well, we have Brenton Gaya here with us. But before we talk with Brenton, I was going to say we do love your messages. And a lovely message from Jeff from Mill Park. Yes, I totally agree with you. I think New Zealand has produced a very high set of calibre MPs. Unlike
don't forget, he mentioned Helen Clark, Jacinta Ardern. Don't forget David Longie.
Yes, but you know I've got a complete crush on Jacinta Ardern.
Tass is turning straight.
In love with
Tass is turning straight, Brenton. He's getting all moist for Jacinta Ardern.
How are you, Brenton?
Georgina Bayer comes to mind in terms
of
New Zealand pioneers.
I drove past her office, stopped the car, got out and introduced myself to her.
I thought you were going to say you did something else.
No.
So, Brenton, we've got a couple of minutes, or minute and a half thereabouts, before the news, and then we've got you back. Give those listeners an encouragement to stay tuned in. What are you going to talk about?
Well, at the risk of sounding like we've all got festival fatigue, I'm going to talk about yet another festival. And this year, this time, it's the most anticipated festival on my annual calendar, being the Melbourne Queer Film Festival coming up, launching next week. So I'll be talking about some highlights from the program, particularly from the documentary part of the program, which most inspires me.
It's such an important festival. It's a window on our life, how other people see us and how we would like other people to see us. So it's pretty important.
Well, we're booked into about 8 films, including opening night. I'm looking forward to it.
I've got my... Is it golden toffee apple? What's it called?
You get one of those things.
What's the...
We don't get that. We actually just buy them as we need them. And we know it costs more this way, but we just figure, well, it's actually contributing money towards a really good festival. And we love it.
We love it.
It's great.
It's all good.
So, Brenton, you're looking fabulous, by the way.
Well, standard black, you know.
Yes.
It's kind of a default Saturday morning.
Yeah, but it's more than just standard black. You've got blonde hair, you've got leather around your wrists, you've got more tattoos.
Actually, it's black and white. Black shoes, white laces, socks. What colour are the socks?
Black, of course. Black. Macca.
And
yes.
Tracky dacks.
Tracky dacks.
I love those.
You haven't seen my knickers yet.
I was going to say, what colour are your knickers?
Orange.
Orange. Oh,
I've seen more than that, though.
I think most of Melbourne has, I must reveal.
So, tell us about MQFS.
Yes.
What are you looking forward to?
Apart from the opening night party, which is always a must for me, which happens next Thursday night, the film on the opening night party is often ancillary to the event itself and the party afterwards, which is always a dynamic event where everyone who's anyone is there with a glass of wine in hand and a good old gossip to be had.
So it is a good party. I'm
very much looking forward to catching up with people who I only see once or twice a year at events like that. But other than that, when I get over that, I will be looking at a few films, and I always go straight to the documentary section of the festival guide. I find that, as the saying goes, that truth is always stranger than fiction. And given that, the documentary aspect of any festival, any film festival, and particularly the Queer Film Festival, is fascinating to me because it reveals the lived experiences of queer people through not only through history, but through current community and culture, and deals often with subject matter that is foreign to me or subject matter which I love. And in particular, in this season, in this festival, there's a lot of documentary on fashion.
Well, I've got to say that I fell in love with that documentary about gingers a couple of years ago. Do you recall that?
What? Well, ginger's a really a relatively new thing in my experience.
Really?
Yeah.
You haven't had a dabble in ginger?
I might have in the dark and not realised.
Too much information, Brenton.
But yeah, gingers are right on my radar at the moment.
Ever since you saw that documentary?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It moved your sort of paradigm.
This is what documentaries are for and about.
Of course.
Yeah.
Stretching you.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, we all need that. Yeah. Especially as we get a bit older. And a bit more adventurous.
Okay, so what are you looking forward to seeing?
The first cab off the rank is The Gospel According to André. Now, that is a biographical documentary about André Leon Tully, who is this spiritually larger than life and physically larger than life African-American guy from the Deep South who made his way to become a leading light in the international fashion world through his various roles at American Vogue. He was the creative director of American Vogue and an editor at large at American Vogue, working with other Vogue luminaries such as Anna Wintour and Grace Coddington. He comes up often in other biographical pieces I see and read. I'm reading currently biographies of both Alistair McQueen and Alexander McQueen, rather, and John Galliano, and he features in both of those life stories. And this documentary, as part of Queer Film this year, details his rise into the fashion industry.
Sounds great.
And he's kind of become a beacon of camp.
Sounds great.
Which
I
love.
Of course, all of that on the back of the Melbourne Fashion Festival, which is on at the very moment.
Virgin Australia,
yes.
Melbourne Fashion Festival.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that right.
I saw Helena Christensen the other night. You don't know who she is,
no,
do you?
No, no idea.
Famous supermodel.
Well, I don't know anybody.
I was in a film clip with Helena Christensen when she was going out with In Excess lead singer Michael Hutchins.
Yes.
Michael Hutchins filmed a video of one of his songs at the Chevron nightclub in the mid-90s, and all the drag queens who were anyone...
I wouldn't have minded seeing a video of Michael.
Was Stella there?
Yeah.
Okay, what else are you going to see?
Look, I'm looking forward to learning more about a guy called Alan Carr. Now, Alan Carr first came into my world in 1978 as the producer of Grease, the movie.
Oh, yes. Of course.
And he's gone on to produce other high camp productions, Hollywood productions, and I was really excited to see that Queer Film have programmed a documentary called The Fabulous Alan Carr. And I'll read a little bit from the blurb, which will kind of either turn you on or off. Notorious for his debaucherous parties that were filled to the brim with sex, drugs and stars, both old and new Hollywood, Alan Carr ruled the social scene. Now, that turned me right on.
Sounds a little bit like you, Brenton.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds a little bit like you.
I'm hoping to learn a lot from this documentary about either how to run my life or not.
Yes. Okay, next, what else are you seeing?
Look, Susanna Bartsch. A camp icon from the clubland of New York. She's known as the Queen of the Night, I guess during the 80s and 90s, or really over four decades in clubbing New York. She had influence in the underground scenes of clubland in New York. And this documentary details her rise through clubland, maybe rise and fall, we're yet to see. But it's called Susanna Bartsch on Top, playing
so to speak.
Yeah, yeah.
Look, I'm completely devastated because none of the films that you've showcased this morning are films that I'm scheduled to see. And I think it's got something to do with our availability and time. So we can only go to see things where we don't have other commitments like board meetings or, you know, university or, you know, Wayne's 50th birthday party or those sorts of things.
Who's Wayne?
Wayne. Wayne's our friend, Wayne.
Okay. I haven't been invited to that.
No, I haven't either. Scrub that. Scrub that.
Well, we're going to that.
Next one. Shut up, Tess. Next one.
What about the cake maker? Are you seeing the cake maker?
Don't know about the cake maker. What's that one?
I've got no idea, but okay. That's on my little list.
Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah, look.
A Moment in the Reeds. That's on our list.
Oh, they all sound terribly dull.
Yeah. Shirts.
No, sounds terribly dull compared to this one
I'm seeing. Tess is very vanilla. You've got to remember this. You know, if you're dusting a cake, just put Tess on it. Icing sugar. That's as risque as he gets.
Now, how about this one to mix it up a bit? Again, from the documentary series in the program called Queercore, How to Punk a Revolution. Mm. Now, this sounds fascinating.
Yeah, that sounds good.
This is all about the world of Bruce LaBruce, who anyone who knows anything about film will know about Bruce LaBruce and his alternative queer filmmaking and crossover into the world of John Waters and Beth Ditto and other New York underground filmmakers and film stars.
I hate to say this, but that's not on our schedule as well.
No. I would have thought not.
Damn.
We had a message from a listener who's having breakfast. He needs a trigger warning.
Yeah. A trigger warning.
Now, the Q&A sessions, because the documentary is an important component of some of this, is the Q&A or the Meet the Maker. I think that's just such a great thing to do because it really engages people, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really takes it to another level. It adds a depth to your viewing experience of the movie. You get to an understanding more about what's behind the documentary, what's behind the people who made the documentary and who are in it, and it really rounds it out. And I'm a great fan of Q&A sessions, by and large, if the bar's not open.
Yes.
Of course.
Have you ever thought someone should make a documentary about you?
Well, yes, the screenplay is in production. Oh. All we have to do is find a funder.
Oh,
there you
so
go.
So I can probably use this opportunity to put out there that it's going to be called, well, the working title is 120 Days of Stella, with apologies to Piero Paolo Pasolini.
Yes.
Detailing 120 days of my drag character Stella.
I would have called it Brenton's Constellation.
Oh God.
or back in black.
I like that. I think that
or back onto black.
I think that name back right up onto black. Yes. Yes.
We're out of control this morning.
I did go and see Grace Jones recently.
Don't mention her name.
Pull up to the bumper, baby.
Oh God.
Drive it into me.
Just remember when she came here for Also.
I remember that well. I remember the issues around the lost luggage, the falling off the stage, backstage antics.
Yeah, she stabbed someone in the head with her metal tit.
Oh dear. Now, Brenton, we're nearly out of time, but you've got to tell us about the gay of the day.
Look, on Facebook, if you do a Facebook search for Gay of the Day, you'll find a podcast series. It's a fascinating roundup of mostly obscure, in my experience, which is the main thing of discovering obscurities, of artists, composers, writers, actors, authors, and all sorts of people, even people from the political arena. It's about a 10-minute podcast talking about people who have made their little dent in our queer history and our queer culture over the centuries, going right back to Roman times and Greek times, and of course contemporary days. It's a fascinating podcast called Gay of the Day, and they come up regularly. Facebook it and you'll find all about it.
Fantastic.
Wow. So it's basically just showcases different characters.
Little 10-minute biographies of queer people throughout history.
Historical and contemporary.
Yes. And most of which, in my experience, you've never heard of, but are absolutely fascinating. Going back to my earlier comment that truth is stranger than fiction.
And who's responsible for this?
Oh, some American queen.
Yeah. Oh, right. So it's an American thing.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Yeah. Some busybody in America digging up all this fascinating history about queers through history. And presenting it to us here and wherever else we're listening.
Wonderful.
I think it's a brilliant initiative.
Brenton, we always love having you in the studio.
Regular guest.
regular monthly. I think we might do a longer session next and
really
just
we need to
get some more, dig some more dirt out of you.
Yeah.
There's plenty to dig.
I'm sure.
Depends how deep you want to dig.
That's right. Whether we're wearing gloves.
Yeah.
Hi, this is John Borghetti's here at Virgin Australia. For 22 years, Joy has been the voice of the GLBTI community. Virgin is a proud sponsor of Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.